AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden's comments about Donald Trump supporters and garbage got this response from Trump at a rally in North Carolina. He says Biden said what he and Kamala Harris had thought about Trump supporters.
You can't lead America if you don't love Americans. You just can't. And you can't be president if you hate the American people. And there's a lot of hatred there.
The White House says the president was talking about the rhetoric at a Trump rally in New York, not about the supporters of the former president. Harris responded.
I believe that the work that I do is about representing all the people, whether they support me or not. And as president of the United States, I will be a president for all Americans, whether you vote for me or not.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are crossing many swing states today. In Florida, police say an 18-year-old Donald Trump supporter is facing a felony charge after he threatened two Kamala Harris supporters with a 2-foot machete as they campaigned outside an early voting site. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says North Korean troops in Russian uniforms are heading toward Ukraine.
Whether or not they'll be employed in the fight is left to be seen yet, but certainly, if they are employed, then that's very disturbing. And so we remain concerned that they're going to use these troops in combat.
Austin says it's a violation of the UN security agreement. North Korea's move to tighten its relationship with Russia have triggered alarms around the world. The number of dead from flash flooding in southern and eastern Spain is up to at least 95. It's the worst natural disaster to hit Spain in recent memory. Police and rescue services used helicopters to lift people from their homes and rubber boats to reach drivers stranded atop their cars. Stocks are mixed in midday trading. This is AP News. The candidates are bringing out star power as the campaign wraps up.
Ann Arbor resident Rachel Lieberman says Maggie Rogers at a Kamala Harris-Tim Walz rally in Michigan was just an added bonus.
She's the cherry on top. I'm here to see Harris and Walz do their thing. This is my third rally that I've been to, but I am super excited that we get to see Maggie Rogers play too.
Democrats are noticeably leaning on their star power advantage. They're calling on a diverse range of celebrities to endorse Harris and push people to the ballot box. Audrey Hudson, a Harris rally attendee, says people have a personal connection to musicians.
Artists like Taylor Swift, Maggie Rogers, Gracie Abrams, Sabrina Carpenter, when they have that personality in their music, it really makes them more relatable to young people.
Trump, whose career has turned him into a celebrity, often provides the star power at his events. But the Republican candidate largely doesn't have an answer for Harris's celebrity-infused events. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.